He laid a slim, capable hand on the door frame, careful to move slowly without threat.
"I will come. Give me a minute to bank the fire."
Onskiera stepped inside. A low mutter arose at his back, and someone spat.
If the sorcerer noticed, he gave no sign.
The distant sigh of the breakers filled the interval until his return. A grey cloak, banded with black, hooded his silver head, and in his hand he carried a knotted satchel of dyed leather. Somehow he had guessed his summons might be permanent. No one from Imril Khand had seen either satchel or cloak since the sorcerer's arrival 5 winters past. A tear in the clouds spilt sunlight like gilt over the shore flats. Onskiera paused. His eyes swept across the rocky spit of land he had chosen as home and fixed on the ocean's horizon. The fisherman stirred uneasily, but a long interval passed before Onskiera recalled his attention from the sea. He barred the cottage door.
"I am ready."
He moved among them, his landsman's stride sharply delineated from the rolling gait of the fisherman. Through the long walk over the tor, he did not speak, and never once did he look back. Angled like a gull's nest,